Morning Watch. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive extensive Christ, week 3. The all-inclusive extensive Christ having the preeminence in all things, Saturday. Related verses, Colossians 3:17 through 21. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, do not vex your children that they may not be disheartened. Philippians 1:20 through 21. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. John 15:4 through 5 and 10. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Suggested reading. God desires that Christ be expressed through human life. We see this in Colossians 3:18 through 4:1, a sister passage to Ephesians 5:22 through 6:9, regarding the believer's ethical relationships. In Ephesians, the emphasis is on the need of spirit-filled ethical relationships for the expression of the body in the normal church life. In Colossians, the emphasis is that we should hold Christ as our head and take him as our life by having his rich word dwelling in us, that the highest ethical relationships issuing not from our natural life, but from Christ as our life may be realized for his expression. If we live in union with Christ, Christ will be expressed through our humanity. Christ is to be expressed in the human life, not in the angelic life. Angels cannot express Christ. The Father has ordained that we, his chosen ones, be the expression of his Son. Live thyself, Lord Jesus, through me should be our prayer. See hymn 403. If we would be those through whom Christ can live, we need to pass through the first 2.5 chapters of the book of Colossians. Then coming to 3:15 and 16, we need to be those in whom the peace of Christ arbitrates and in whom the word of Christ dwells richly. Then Christ will be expressed in our human living. Many of those in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Catholicism have a low estimate of human life. They do not care for marriage or for the proper family life. They prefer to remain unmarried, and they aspire to live a type of angelic life. But the angelic life cannot express Christ. On the contrary, Christ needs to be expressed in those who are husbands, wives, parents, children, masters, and slaves. In order to express Christ, we need to have a proper and normal human life. As an elderly person with 8 children and more than 20 grandchildren, I can testify that the Lord knows how to choose the best husband or wife for us and what kind of children we should have. He also knows how to break us and make us transparent so that we can express Christ. Through our family life, we learn many valuable lessons from the Lord. I believe that the angels are observing to see whether or not we live out Christ in our family life. It is not as difficult to live out Christ in the church as it is to live him out at home. But how wonderful it is for a brother or sister to express Christ in his or her married life. No brother or sister in the Lord's recovery should aspire to live like a monk or nun. At the right time, the brothers and sisters should marry and then learn through the experiences of married life to express Christ in their human living.